Good evening, people of the world. This is the Dom Yaps podcast, where you will be hearing me and others on their input on different topics and matters. Today, we will be interviewing my mother, who is a woman who has completely shaped and formed my life, as she is someone who has gone through many obstacles and challenges and has learned many great lessons to tell on to future people, including myself. You will hear from her shortly, as she has a lot to tell. Okay, I am now here with my mom, who is going to introduce herself and answer a few questions for us.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Davila. I'm a native Houstonian.
So, could you tell me about your upbringing and childhood?
Yeah, I am an only child. I was born in 1971 to two great parents.
So, growing up in that kind of only child household, what were your interests and hobbies growing up?
At the age of four, I started with tap and ballet. Then I left that and I started dancing ballet folklorico, which is like the Mexican head dance. I studied that for about 15 years. I was able to study in Mexico City with a dance group that's pretty famous. It's Amalia Hernandez and Bellas Artes de Mexico. So I enjoyed my time doing that.
So during these hobbies, did you have any of role models or inspirations that helped you along the way?
I had a couple of role models. Of course, my parents were always supportive with my hobbies and my dreams. They tried their best to help me, you know, obtain my goals.
During this and growing into an adult, what were your biggest challenges and obstacles you faced in your life?
I think my biggest challenge was I was a worrier. I worried about everything. I worried about was there enough time to finish projects? Was there enough time to learn a new dance? But, you know, tried to figure that out still as an adult.
During your time, on the life that you've lived so far, what would you say are any significant setbacks that have helped you learn, or some setbacks you've experienced that you say you can use as a lesson later on?
I guess the biggest setback happened in the last 2 years. We had a life-altering experience with your father's accident, and then, you know, my career change. So after being with someone, working for someone, a family for 24 years, I had to reinvent myself for more stability.
What do you consider as your greatest strength?
My greatest strength, I think, is loyalty, hardworking. I value that.
And then when it comes to having weaknesses, because everyone has weaknesses, strong people, what would you say is your weakness?
My weakness is a bit of procrastination, and I worry. I tend to worry a lot and stress.
How would you like to be remembered, or what legacy would you like to leave behind in your life?
The legacy I would like to leave behind, of course, to my son, who is my treasure. I would hope he would remember me as a good mother, a good wife, a woman of faith, and, you know, I was a good friend. You know, I think those things are good traits.
And what motivates you to keep wanting these goals and to keep going on?
What motivates me is you and my family.
And how do you handle stress? Everyone experiences stress. How do you handle stress to maintain work-life balance?
Well, not perfect, but I try to just remember that tomorrow's another day. There's always a plan that you can put in place to make things work. There's no need to stress about it and get all razzled over something that has a solution.
Okay. Okay, that's pretty much all the questions I have for today. So, thank you for listening. This is the Dom Apps Podcast.